With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. While many companies today are embracing artificial intelligence, there are growing concerns and worries about the abusive side of it. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
There's a growing market of abusive sexual images made with AI technology, and the Biden administration is pushing the tech industry and financial institutions to shut it down. The White House calls it a pervasive problem and is leaning on companies and other organizations to provide meaningful tools that will prevent and mitigate harms. It's also urging Congress to strengthen legal protections and provide critical resources for survivors and victims of image-based sexual abuse. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Families of the victims of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting 2 years ago announcing new lawsuits now against Instagram parent company Meta Platforms, the maker of the video game Call of Duty, and the gun company that made the rifle used in that shooting incident. Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin undergoing a medical procedure Friday.
The Pentagon says the procedure was successful, elective, and minimally invasive, is not related to his cancer diagnosis, and has had no effect on his cancer prognosis. The Pentagon says changes to his official schedule are not anticipated, including his participation in Memorial Day events.
That is correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting. United Auto Workers accusing Mercedes of interfering in last week's union election at two factories in Alabama. Union filed an objection with the National Labor Relations Board, claiming the company intimidated workers into voting against joining the union. Union accused the company of engaging in a, quote, relentless anti-union campaign marked with unlawful discipline. This is SRN News. A Christian teacher winning a major legal battle.
Jessica Tapia was fired by California's Jurupa Valley High School because she refused to use transgender pronouns for her students or agree to keep their so-called gender transitions a secret from their parents. Tapia filed suit with the help of Advocates for Faith and Freedom, and now the school district has agreed to pay $360,000 to settle the matter out of court. A statement from AFF says, quote, religious freedom is protected no matter what your job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Korea has a sizable Christian population, but young people there are increasingly being drawn to Buddhism due to social media savvy influencers, including a monk who went viral on Instagram and a comedian who dresses like a monk. Religious belief has been steadily declining for a number of years in South Korea. This is SRN News. A proposed measure in California could affect the entire nation. Here's John Scott with that story.
A bill before California lawmakers would require new cars sold in the state in coming years to beep a warning whenever drivers exceed the speed limit by at least 10 miles per hour. The state Senate passed a bill that would require all cars sold in the state to have such technology by 2032. But the proposal likely could impact all new car sales in the U.S. That's because California's auto market is so large, most car makers would likely make all of their vehicles comply with the law. The bill now heads to the State Assembly for consideration. John Scott reporting.
Company causing a stir for trying to auction Elvis Presley's Graceland property into a foreclosure sale. A judge blocked the sale last week after Presley's granddaughter filed suit alleging fraud in that case. More details at SRNnews.com.